Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He didn't call himself that this time. Someone told him.
For sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, you have like Baltimore White Trash, which is the guys that are like, yeah, Lamar's good, but something about Flacco that I miss. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there was something I trusted more about Flacco. Just a pocket passer. This guy's a running back that we're going to let him throw the ball.
It seems to be a plague in a lot of places when talking about football. By the way, we're going to give away a chance to get you a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney's Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th. Tanny, you locked and loaded? Be the sixth caller to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
What's new, pussycat?
I love that because I spent a lot of time at the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
And now I'm wondering, was I there for that?
Could have been. You would have noticed.
Very easily. I love that song, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So anyway, we'll give that away. If you hear that again, call 312-540-0670. If you're the sixth caller, we are going to hook you all the way up for the Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th.
When John Mulaney was at Wrigley Field to announce that show, my buddy Brian Garza, who works over there with the Cubs, got a vinyl copy of What's New, Pussycat.
Whoa.
And took a picture with Mulaney holding the vinyl copy of What's New, Pussycat.
That's beautiful. Brian sent me a Cubs luchador mask.
Ha, ha, ha.
I gave it to Ray.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because
because
he's a Cub fan, first of all.
And he's Hispanic?
Because why?
Because he's a Cub fan.
Right.
It's okay. You can say there are other Cub fans. You could have given it to Dustin, you know?
I guarantee you he's not wearing that mask.
But he's a Cub fan, too.
He is, but he wouldn't be interested.
Looks like a Mexican.
Ray is a Mexican.
That's why he looks that way.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's the reason.
That's Stavros about Baltimore right there. God love you, Tanny. Do you remember?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm sure you do, and maybe the listeners do too. I feel like we haven't talked about it because we've been focused on the health and focused on the Bears and such. Lamar Jackson might be the greatest football player who lives on planet Earth. Like, that's entirely possible right now.
Aaron Donald still lives. He's just not playing.
Okay, but how about, like, active and, like, playing? And when he's at the peak of his powers, due respect to Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Micah Parsons.
I'm not sure you're giving due respect to Patrick Mahomes, and okay. I'm a Lamar fan, but go ahead.
Okay, but, like, that thing when you used to play football in your neighborhood and the dude was the quarterback who was also the best runner, and he was so crazy quick and just looked like he was a better athlete than everybody because he was, and he rendered your game ridiculous. Lamar can do that with NFL guys.
It's the difference when we talk about Caleb. Like, I mean, like, Caleb's a really good athlete.
But he ain't that.
And
nobody's that.
No one's that. And that's where, like, the level of the guy, like, this is also another Heisman Trophy winner. Caleb was an elite college player.
Yeah.
Number one pick in the draft.
Phenomenal.
And then you get to the league and you're like, oh, there's a bunch of guys like that here.
Yeah. But, like, that feeling that you had when Mike Vick was Mike Vicking all over the NFL and you're like, what? That Lamar thing, like, it was an insta click for me as Lamar was breaking out, and you'd go on NFL.com or YouTube or whatever and be like, here's every great Lamar Jackson play from Sunday's game. Like, how fast can I
get to that?
How fast can I hit that button? And we might see that guy on Sunday. It's possible we do see that guy in terms of quality.
When we have the conversations about quarterback speaks, he's someone that we don't throw into that list of guys. Like, when we talk about Baker Mayfield but he belongs in that conversation. If you're someone who worries about the development of your quarterback, he's another name that you can throw onto the list and go, look at the way that he has developed with a front office and a head coach who has cared about his development. The thing I love about Lamar, and you're right about all of the things, the thing that I also think is reminiscent of Vic, but it kind of looks like a mirror image because one's left-handed and one's right-handed, the flick.
The quickness of the flick.
It's the wrist.
Totally.
Like, Lamar can give you a 20-yard out with just the flick of the wrist.
Oh, what a weapon that is when you're also lightning fast. You know, it means, like, you talk about putting a linebacker in conflict, you know, like, and how many, we see it on almost every play when Lamar is out there, like, should I go towards him or go away from him?
That's the conflict where you get the guy stuck and he's going, you know,
it's the worst.
If I back off and play the receiver, then I'm giving up 5 yards that might turn into 10 yards. That might turn into a touchdown.
Cause he'll just make a move on me or go right by me when I guess wrong.
But if I go get him, then I might get my ankles broke.
Sure.
And then,
or you could just drop it over my head to Mark Andrews, who goes and gets 15, and then
if he catches it.
Yeah.
Because that exact thing happened in a game that they played.
Damn.
A really important one at
wow.
the end. And
there it is. Yeah.
Things go happen.
Well, bad things go happen.
And it was not great.
We'll see if there's any quit on there. Here's Dennis Allen on what it's like as a defensive coordinator and what he might do to try and slow down Lamar Jackson if we get full-on Lamar Jackson on Sunday.
There's a lot of challenges that go along with that. I mean, you can get so paralyzed in terms of not wanting this guy to be a runner, and all of a sudden now you have nothing in terms of a rush, and he's able to stand back there, you know, all day and throw the ball. You know, it'll be a challenge for us in terms of how we have to rush him. You know, not only how we have to play him from a passing game standpoint, but how we have to play him, you know, in the run game. So There's a lot to contest with there.
And those top-down punch outs, and it's been really good at getting some of those strip sacks. How do you balance going after the ball with Lamar Jackson, who has had a lot of fumbles in his history, but if you miss, he could be gone and you may not be able to bring the tackle?
It's a delicate balance, you know. And yet the most important thing on the field is the ball. And so I think every time we take the field, we're hunting the football and we're trying to, you know, take the ball away and get the ball back to the offense. Because really, at the end of the day, that's the only reason why we go out there, is to get the ball back for the offense. So that's kind of our focus, and our guys are believing in it, you know, and that's been cool to see.
Nightmares. Lamar Jackson's the kind of player that gives you, as a defensive coach, nightmares. And I you think just pocket Lamar, who's very small, by the way. It's just a tiny little version of Lamar.
Still really good.
Yeah. Do you think that Lamar from the pocket, without any running game, probably still beat this team?
He was, a 130 rating or something stupid like that before he got hurt? Like, he does the 10 touchdowns to one interception for him.
But give him Joe Burrow's athletic ability, and can he beat this team this Sunday, especially with this banged-up secondary?
I mean, that's downgrading him quite a bit at this point in Joe Burrow's career, too, who was a much better athlete than people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But,
maybe.
Yeah, I think probably. So. But you know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about a lot of things. But
you are.
Red zone read with him and Derrick Henry has got me a little spooked. Like, the idea of those guys being in the red zone and Lamar just kind of, I got it. Oh, you're going to crash down? Nope. Now go tackle him. Go tackle that giant man who's now running downhill right at you.
Linebackers, TJ and Tremaine, you guys are on Derek. Like, go effing get that man. Because Brisker, we're going to need you in the back, I think. Gonna need you to play some safety on some passing things. Go over there and help out, not Nate McLeod. Nick McLeod, help him out instead.
I find myself wondering when it comes to what Dennis Allen will do. And ordinarily, I'm kind of let's play this out. Let's make them drive down the field. I kind of want Dennis Allen to go after them. I want, if they're going to lose.
Ooh, boy, go out and be aggressive. Well, that's what he did last week. Last week he confused the young quarterback, but this is Lamar. This is a smart one. Do you still go after him?
I'm saying it not to confuse him, but to get to him.
Uh-huh. Like maybe he's not himself. Maybe get yourself a Tyler Huntley by quarter number three.
Yeah. Who also can present some problems for you athletically.
He did. You remember when he beat the Bears?
Yes.
Was that 21? Does it go back that far?
Yeah.
The Tyler Huntley game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked because he was third string. Who they had somebody else who was in front.
Andy Dalton.
No. It was another mobile quarterback. I forget who it was because Tyler Huntley was third string, and I remember feeling good about that as it approached.
And then Snoop came out there and turned the lights out for you.
Yeah.
So I kind of want him to go after him, but, you know.
Tanny, should we hear this? Is this fresh, Ben, on Caleb and the scramble? Thoughts? We're against the clock, aren't we? Yeah, you
we
know,
can take a break and we can do it in the next segment. That's fine.
No, but we've got to get to there's a bull. There's a bull of a certain stature. And because we're going to do a lot of Bears in the Five, I think we should get to this. There's a bull of a certain stature who has now spoken out on the growing NBA controversy. And you had some thoughts on how Chauncey Billups might have been used on this thing. Let's update people where things stand here for a minute.
Okay.
Was Josh Johnson the other quarterback you're thinking of? That's what the roster says.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think so.
Is he on a roster somewhere?
He's always on a roster.
I think he is. I feel like San Diego, just for no reason.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
No reason that he's on the roster.
Josh Johnson, quarterback. The Washington Commanders.
He's with the Commandos.
He's behind Mariota.
Well, he's
Mariotti. Jay Mariotti is the quarterback for the Commanders this
He
weekend.
Is 39 years old.
Wow.
The same age as our very own Matt Forte.
But older than Ryan Poore.
Happy birthday
to Ryan Poore.
Happy birthday.
Ryan Poore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's on the train right now.
You know what was our present? Was talking to him as much as we did today. That was our gift.
Happy birthday, Mike.
there's no one else here. He wanted to hang out, so he hung out with us.
There is nobody
if there
else
was, if there was anyone else here, like if the midday show hadn't been on the air, he'd have hung out with them.
How y'all doing?
It's Cubs-Reds tonight at Wrigley Field, but the game will start in delayed time. Now for the inside bit pitch for Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine.
I'm glad that he didn't completely mix those two
on
words.
On his birthday?
Come on, guys.
Because had he completely mixed those two words, it would have been a problem.
Bruce Dominicabity. Skibbity bobbity. You know, he almost called Bruce Levine an inside bitch. He almost did that. He didn't. Bruce goes outside plenty of times. He spends a lot of time outside.
I'm glad we didn't do Ben Johnson there.
IB, inside pitch. This is better than Ben Johnson. You know what else is better than Ben? Skibbity bobbity. That show, man. I love
Skibbity. It's a good show.
From Ryan Porth.
When we come back, we will talk about kind of where things stand. And one of the Bulls had something to say about what's going on with gambling in the NBA. We'll talk about that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.